Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
98FM. All day, big breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan. 98FM's Worldwide Rev. With Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes. 98FM.
Well, you've all the Golden Globes, Goss, this morning.
Yes, the nominations have been announced. Action thriller, one battle after another leads the way with 9 nominations. That's the theme song.
Is it?
Do you know when people win a Golden Globe and they're going on for too long?
They're like, shut up.
They start playing that music to get them off the stage. So I'm going to pretend I'm on stage. So one battle after another, that's got the most nominations. Okay. Followed by Sentimental Value, which is a Norwegian family drama comedy that got 8 nominations.
Wow.
Sinners, which is a period horror movie, 7 nominations. Followed by Shakespeare family drama Hamnet with 6. Wicked for Good got 5.
Very good.
Paul Mescal and Jesse Buckley, they've been nominated for their roles in Hamnet. So Hamnet was the name of Shakespeare's son.
Mm. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
I only knew that through a friend of mine recently.
Okay.
I never studied any Shakespeare.
All Her Fault, the TV series, it's based on the thriller by Dublin author Andrea Mara. That is up for Best Limited Series.
That's incredible.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that's so good.
The Golden Globes are going to be held in LA on the 11th of January and hosted by comedian Nikki Glaser. I can't believe we're coming into award season again.
No.
Next up, a Dancing with the Stars update.
Tell us.
The current Rose of Tralee, Caitlin Cummins, has been announced as a contestant.
Oh, fab. That's great.
So she's going to join Traitors Ireland star Paddy Maloney and Eurovision legend Niamh Kavanagh to compete for the Glitter Ball Trophy in January.
Great.
So they're doing one a day.
Strong lineup so far.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Has been.
Fair made to them.
I think Paddy's going to have moves.
Do you think?
Yeah, he's not a hugger, but I think he's a dancer.
I hope he's a dancer, but I'd say he'll be out in the first week. Oh, no, they hold on to them for about 4 weeks
I
to start
I think they
with.
Do a few no eliminations. To stretch out the series. Yeah. Finally this morning, have you ever wondered what the celebrities gift each other for the Christmas?
I haven't, but I'd love to know.
Well, wait until you hear about Tom Cruise's shopping list. Every year, Tom Cruise...
Pause for effect.
Every year, Tom Cruise apparently gives each of his close friends a very special cake.
A cake?
Yeah.
What's so special about this cake?
This dessert is the talk of Tinseltown every festive season. It's called the Tom Cruise Cake.
Yeah.
And it's a white chocolate coconut bundt cake from a family-owned bakery in Woodland Hills in California. Doan's Bakery, or Doan. It looks like Joan with a D, so I'm going to say Doan.
Joan.
So back in 2018, Tom Cruise revealed on The Late Late Show with James Corden that he likes to send cakes to people because he personally doesn't consume sugar while he's training.
Oh, for God's sake.
So instead of treating himself during the holidays, he treats his co-stars and colleagues to this coconut cake, which does look quite delicious.
Does it?
Who has received this cake over the years?
I would love to know.
I hear you ask.
Yes.
Renee Zellweger.
Oh, yeah.
Graham Norton.
Mm-hmm.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Mm-hmm.
Henry Cavill.
Yeah.
Kirsten Dunst.
Now, there's a few people in there who I'd say also don't consume sugar.
Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
John Hamm.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Angela Bassett.
A cake for the ham.
So they're a small number of people who've received that cake. Now, wait till you hear this drama.
Go on.
Brooke Shields famously spoke previously about being removed from the list for reasons unknown to her.
So it's like you cut someone from the Christmas card list, you're cut from the Christmas cake list.
Brooke used to get the cake, now
she doesn't get it anymore.
And Tom Hanks also revealed that his ideal last meal on earth would include this Tom Cruise's
white Christmas bundt cake.
Yeah.
Wow.
Coconut. Mm. He's like the sugar plum fairy, isn't he?
He is.
Yeah.
I now, obviously that's fascinating, but I now need a Netflix series about why Brooke Shields has been cut from Tom Cruise's Christmas cake list.
Maybe just a friend for a season.
Yeah.
Or a friend for a reason and not a friend for life.
Not a friend getting cake.
You can check out all the latest entertainment stories on 98FM.com.
Now I am curious to taste
Same.
It. Yeah. At the start, I was like, now I'm like, I want to taste that cake.
Give me that cake.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Matchy, 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 matchy.
a cheese board.
Wouldn't be like us.
And a soundproof booth.
98 FM.
Hello and welcome.
Good morning.
To our chaotic game, Matchy Matchy, the game that features us shimmying in sequins every single morning, where just three words stand between you and phenomenal prizes, as now delivered by AI versions of us.
We're filling our Christmas stocking with incredible prizes. Get into the driving seat with this voucher to go motor racing.
Get stylish with this Dyson Airwrap.
And say cheese.
What?
Impress your Christmas guests with this incredible cheese board.
That's good.
Win-win with Matchy Matchy.
Oh, delicious. It really is the time of year for a cheese board. Good morning to Katie, who's in Swords. You're on 90 FM. Katie, how are you?
Hi, good morning.
Katie, are you playing on your own this morning? Do you have anyone with you?
No, I have one sick child and one child ready to go to school.
Okay, great stuff. What are the kids' names, Katie?
Haven and Kingston.
Oh, lovely. Good morning, stuff. Guys. Katie, when you play Matchy Matchy, are you any good?
I am, and I actually played before a long time ago.
Did
I just had a little mishap, yeah.
Oh no.
And it was just very, very close. Yeah, so hopefully we'll win today.
Okay, so you're back now to redeem yourself, or maybe we need to redeem ourselves,
I'd say,
Katie.
It's the latter.
I'd say it's us. Katie, who did you play Matchy Matchy with the last time? Katie, we've lost you. Hello?
Oh, can you hear me?
Oh, we can hear you now. Yeah.
Hello.
I think it was you, Brendan, so we're not
going to
chance it again.
Fair enough, right? Off to the soundproof booth, Rebecca. Out you get. Lovely. It's been a while, actually. So enjoy that now. Make sure you can find it. Be careful. Be careful on the way to the soundproof booth. Lovely. Okay, Katie in Swords, are you ready?
I'll go on.
I have your words here. Your first word is body.
Body, B-O-D-Y.
Mm-hmm.
Body part.
Your second word is morning.
Morn. Oh, these are hard. Morning coffee. Or morning person. Oh God, morning person.
Okay. And your third word is wide.
Wide. Open.
Okay, no messing around this morning. Katie and Swords, are you happy? Are you happy with those?
Are we happy with them? I'll go on then.
We're locking them in. Locking them in. Here we go. Let's get Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth. How are you? Ooh la la. Lovely to see you.
A croissant in there for National Pastry Day.
Pastry Day, of course.
Very good.
Was it plain or did it have a flavour?
It was very flaky and buttery.
Lovely. That's all you need, I believe. Now, a croissant should always be plain in my book. First word this morning to match with Katie and Swords is body.
Body. Body wash.
Your second word is morning.
Morning. I'm going to say night.
Okay. And your third word is wide.
Wide.
Mmm.
Wide. Wide. Narrow.
Have you got a Matchy Matchy with Katie in Swords this morning? Oh, guys,
Katie,
not this morning.
We didn't redeem ourselves.
After body. Oh, sorry, Katie said they were hard this morning.
They were really hard.
After body, Katie said body parts.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say body shop.
She said morning coffee, then changed to morning person.
Oh, then I was going to say morning show.
And then wide open.
Oh, very good. Katie, your answers were very good.
Yeah, they were very good. Katie, sorry we didn't do it again this morning, but thank you for giving it another go. And we're going to send you a 98 FM goodie bag.
Thank you.
Cheers, Katie. Have a great day.
Get up. 98 FM Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.